Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, like many countries, Ireland's decline into economic recession has been sudden, steep and unexpected. Recovery will come, we're told, but as we try to plot that recovery, what are the main problems we might face when compared to other countries? A report published today identifies broadband, digital skills and poor progress in reducing carbon emissions, three of the biggest problems. Dr. Frances Ruan is chair of the National Competitiveness Council. She joins me now. Dr. Ruan, good evening.
Good evening and thank you for having me on the programme, Mary.
A pleasure indeed. You publish a scorecard every year for this country, and this year you were putting this together as the country collapsed suddenly and I suppose unexpectedly all around us. How much trickier did that make your job? Did that make your assessment?
Well, it made actually the collection of data straightforward. We'd already collected the data by the end of January, so we were at that point just ahead of COVID. And there was no question, of course, of changing the data because there weren't going to be new data available in that period. So we took the view, look, this tells us what the country looked like going into COVID. So anything that was a weakness in the economy before we went into COVID would obviously be magnified by the economic impact that COVID was going to have. So the way we did the report this time round was, in the case of each of the areas, we actually took a COVID perspective. And that, I think, helped to show the relevance of what the data we had were, and also allowed us to point the way forward to where to go at the next stage of the process of trying to improve competitiveness.
OK, well, let's start then with the overview you had of the state we were in going into COVID. Many people might have kind of sat back and said, we're doing OK, but I mean, you would take a view that we were a highly indebted country at that stage.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking good in terms of our position globally. So, you know, these international indices that rank all countries, it's like the kind of leaving cert for countries that ranks all of them. We were in the top 20%, so that looks pretty good. But as we entered, we had legacy issues from the financial crisis in 2008, 2009-10, and that meant that debt levels for households and for businesses were also at a particularly high level and higher than most of our EU partners. So the capacity, therefore, to take on this sudden economic drag which COVID has brought was obviously going to be particularly of concern to us and as a country, and means that we need to make sure that we don't lose viable businesses just because we can't actually finance them during a period. So it's really important to look after the viable, vulnerable businesses at this point, and we point to that as an issue for the country.
And that brings us to two of the weaknesses that we had going into the pandemic that have been highlighted during it: digital broadband and digital skills.
Yeah, and it's interesting that both of those have turned out to be so important in the pandemic. I mean, the way we've getting through this to a great extent is people being able to work from home. And the two things you need to be able to work from home are good digital connections, and you need also have the skills to be able to do that. So in terms of digital infrastructure, we're not up at the top. We're quite far down the list and behind many countries. And obviously in terms of fiber rollout, we're very far down. So that was one issue. But the other piece was that we also, in terms of digital skills, while Ireland's education is generally regarded very highly and we do very well on the rankings, one area where we're lagging behind is on digital skills. So that's a combination which I think, you know, to avoid a digital divide across the country in the future, I think both of these areas really need addressing.
OK, let's talk environmental concerns as well, because environmental concerns might drop down the list of people's priorities during a health crisis. But why would carbon emissions be so important to our economic recovery?
Well, I think the way we sort of approach this, I think, is to say really that we want to look at a kind of green recovery as the way to go and to deal with the current issues we have in relation to our environmental challenges that we haven't dealt with over time. I mean, when the crash came in the last crash in 2008-9-10, we basically we performed better on some of these environmental metrics because the level of activity was lower. But as soon as the economy took off again, all of the the relative improvements we've made were lost back. I think we want to make sure that doesn't happen this time. And I think what we'll be doing in our competitiveness challenge is looking at that kind of green recovery in a positive way, where we'll deal with these issues which have been outstanding for a long time, and we're very, very far back in terms of Europe, that we'll deal with those at the same stage.
Dr. Frances Rouen, Chair of the National Competitiveness Council, thank you very much for joining us. And Frances Rouen talking there about the importance of broadband and so much remote working. Now, after the break,